Hello everyone, this is Warren Carr and welcome to a little audio tutorial for inclusiveandroid.com. Today I'll be demonstrating a little app called BeSpecular, that's spelled B-E-S-P-E-C-U-L-A-R, BeSpecular, one word. Now BeSpecular is like the likes of things like CampFind, TapTapSee, and you know those blind assisted type programs wherein you take a picture and the picture gets sent to a volunteer somewhere and who sends back the description or tells you what the picture or what the object is. So with BeSpecular, I just installed it, I think it was Friday, I don't remember, or early Friday morning. I was not sleeping, so I was playing on the Play Store and came across BeSpecular. And so I will be demonstrating that now for Inclusive Android, and I've installed it though on my older device and I'm starting from scratch. So you could follow along and see how it all goes. I'm doing it on my old Galaxy S4 running Lollipop 5.1. So I'm going to find BeSpecular now on my home screen and tap on it and go through the motions. All right?
BeSpecular. BeSpecular.
So upon first launch,
BeSpecular, through the world's eyes.
I'm going to turn up the volume a little bit. So
notification volume.
There
volume.
We go.
Edit box, email.
Now that's tap if you already text. Have tap an email. I mean, if you already have an account, then you could do that. But I'm just going to go to the bottom and tap on sign up.
Sign up button.
Now, when you click on the sign up, of course, there's some agreement.
The terms used here in English, and if you do not understand them, then you cannot agree with them.
So the terms are in English.
The terms you... Callouts like this are a summary of our terms of use and contain the most important and relevant points for you. Please read the full terms of use because it applies to you.
I know there's a little thing about...
Callouts like this are a summary
There's a little blip in one language. I'm not sure what language it is.
The terms used here in English, and if you do not understand them, then you cannot agree with them.
Let's see.
Questi termini del servizio sono in inglese se non li si comprendono, allora non è grave possi by laxitarli.
So to me, I think it sounds like Italian, but I may be wrong. But somewhere in there, one of those Romance languages, I think it's either Italian or Portuguese or Espanol, but really it doesn't sound like Espanol, and I know it doesn't sound like French either. Anyway, but... I think it's Italian. Anyway, let's forget my raw emotional Italian that I know nothing about. So I'm going to go down to the bottom and tap on accept.
English.
All right, so I tap on accept. There's an email field at the top. Since I'm signing up for the first time, I'm not going to choose that because that's for the login for someone who already has an account. And, you know, you tap on sign up and you realize, oh, no, I'm already a member. And so you can just... You know, tap on the first edit field, which is for the email here, and type in your email, and then find and tap on your password. But I'm going to skip that, and I'm going to go to where I'm going to be signing up as a brand new user.
Account type. Tap to enter text.
Where we want to start is where it says account type, and it's either you're going to be a sighted volunteer, or you're going to be a visually impaired person, so the person who's going to be asking for help. So I'm going to choose visually impaired.
Not checked. Sighted radio button. Not checked. Visually impaired radio button. Visually impaired. Checked.
There we go. So I tap on that. Now let's go down.
Edit box. First name. Tap to
first
text.
Name. So I'm going to use my Braille device here today. I decided to pull out my Braille device. I haven't been using it for a long time. The first name.
Capital A-R-R-E-N. Edit box. Last name. Editing. Last name.
Last name. And so I'm going to type in my last name here. And then the next thing we want to go to.
Pick your age group.
Is pick my age group.
Drop down list. 15. Showing 7 items. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
Well, I'm definitely not 15, so here are the age groups.
In list, checked, 15. Not checked, 15, 20. Not checked, 21, 25. Not checked, 26, 40.
26, 40?
Not checked, 41, 60. Tap to toggle.
So,
not checked, 26, 40. Not checked, 41, 60.
41 to 60 will
tap
be the most appropriate for me as a grizzly old man. There we go. All right.
Drop down list, English.
Oh, language. So the language by default is English. Of course, we've heard in the agreement that this is only English. So if you're not an English user, I'm sure they may be adding other languages because, I mean, what's the point, really? It should have other languages, but I'm not the developer, so I really don't know what I'm talking about.
Drop-down list, English.
So now I'm just going to go to where I put in my email address and my password.
Email.
So I'm going to type my email address here, walker@gmail.com.
W-A-R-C-A-R.
Am I right?
At G-M-A-I, appearing C-O-M.
Walker@gmail.com.
Drop-down list, English. Edit box, password.
So I'm going to choose my password. I'm going to make it something simple. You don't want to use my password. So. Oh, my gosh. So, excuse me, guys. I'm still having this cold here. So, you know, so what did I type in for my password? By golly. Soft. Okay.
Repeat password. Password is
okay. Whoops. Why are you telling my password is invalid? I just have to type in repeat my password. That's all I needed to do. So here, I'm going to repeat my password here just for the, for giggles. The next field talks about a little bio and it's not required.
Edit box, a short bio describing yourself, not required, but appreciated by RVIPs, visually impaired.
Okay, so I'm going to put in
capital
a blind Android enthusiast.
B-L-I-N-D, blind, capital N-D-O-I.
Oh, gosh.
Android, capital N-T-H-U-S-I-A-S-T. Edit box, editing, a blind Android enthusiast.
All right.
Proceed button.
I'm going to tap on proceed now at the bottom, just above the home key area.
Sign up complete, wait for a confirmation email. Edit box, editing, email.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so an email confirmation, and I'm going to go to my email. I'm going to go to my email here on the device I'm recording this on.
10:41 a.m. Device unlocked. Home. Home screen 1 of 2.
Okay, let's see.
Folder, messaging. Folder opened, 3x2. Awesomes, hangouts. Inbox.
Inbox.
Unread. One last step towards being part of the Bespecular community from Bespecular. From Bespecular
okay.
Team. From Bespecular Team. Table showing 5-item cell. Please verify the following details. If wrong, please reply to this email and we'll find a solution.
All right, I'm going to scroll up.
Visually impaired cell, row 1, column 2. English cell, row 2, column 2.
Yeah, so that's all my information. Just double checking to make sure that everything else is correct. And once it's all correct, then I'm just going to...
Table showing 5-item cell.
URL.
Table showing 5... If you did not sign up for Bespecular, we apologize and ask you to please ignore this email.
So I click
open
on
with Lightning.
That.
Use a different app. Open with Lightning. Use a different app. Showing
so
items 1 to 6 of 6.
Are either to open with Lightning. And I have another app here called Orbitum. O-R-B-I-T-U-M. I've been using that for a while.
Chrome beta. Orbitum.
I'm going to try Orbitum just for giggles. Let's see what happens.
Allow Orbitum to access your contacts. Orbitum.
No, don't access my contacts. Okay.
Welcome on Bespecular.
There we go. So welcome. And now I'm going to go back into Bespecular on my Galaxy S5. Galaxy S5. Galaxy S4.
Lock screen. Screen off. Ringer silent.
So let's see here.
Bespecular.
I'm going to try to sign in now.
Bespecular. Through the world's eyes. Edit box. Editing. Email.
So I'm going to put in my email address and
carr@gmail.com
and then my password.
Edit box, password.
And password, of course, which I need to change because I wasn't sure if I was doing the right thing. So let's see.
Sign up button. Login button. Unable to connect to the server. Please try later. Edit box. Editing. @gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to close out of it in totality.
Home screen 2 of 2.
And restart the app again. I don't know. Okay.
Be specular.
Let's click on it.
Be specular. Through the world's eyes. Edit box. Walker@gmail.com. Edit box. Software 1.
Okay, let's see.
Login button.
See if it'll let me log in.
Be specular.
All right, I think I'm logged in, and so let's explore the app, all right? So starting from the top left corner, I like to start there so we know what we're dealing with. So at the top, there's the open navigation drawer, properly done for Android. I'm going to the right.
1049.
Okay, there's nothing there. So I'm going to tap on open navigation drawer, or let's explore the whole screen first. Of course, the camera's open, so I'm going to go toward the bottom and see if there's a shutter. No, there's no any shutters or anything of that nature. So I'm just going to go to open navigation drawer.
In list menu.
So we got
in list profile. Out of list, be specular. In list profile.
There's profile.
Tap to activate new request.
New request.
Tap to activate. Request history.
Request history.
Tap to tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks.
Tap to activate logout.
Logout. And that's it. So,
new request.
I'm going to tap on new request.
New request, be specular. Take a picture button.
So when I tap on new request, I find things like
take a picture button.
Near the top left corner is take a picture. And
choose a picture from gallery button.
If I go down,
take a picture button. Tap to activate.
Actually, so both the top and the middle of the phone says take a picture.
Take a picture button. Choose a picture from gallery button.
And if you explore downward, there's a choose a picture from the gallery.
Choose a picture from gallery button.
And take a picture those button. Are the buttons you have.
Tap to activate.
Okay. Now,
take a picture button.
So I'm going to take a picture of, my kids got this popcorn air popper thing. And I'm going to take a picture of that and see what it does.
Take a picture button.
Okay. I'm going to hold it above the box and tap on take a picture.
Take a picture button. Picture taken. Upload in progress. Take another picture button.
So it says picture taken. Uploading picture, take another picture.
Write a request button. Record an audio request button.
So there's a request.
Tap to activate.
Record an audio request.
Take another picture button. Tap to it. Record an audio request button.
So let's see if, I don't know if it let me, whoops, you know what?
Stop recording button.
Hi, this is... Oh my gosh, this is doing this for the first time. I'm Warren, and I'm just trying to find out what the picture of this thing is. And thanks for helping.
Audio upload in progress. Alert send.
Okay, so here's... I was thinking that maybe it will be like, WhatsApp or, Roger, where you have to hold down the record button. But no, you just tap on it, and it starts recording. When you're done, just tap again, and it stops. All right, guys. Sorry.
Send button.
Okay.
Do you want to send the message? Cancel button.
So there's send and there's cancel. I'm going to click on cancel.
Cancel. Do you want to send the message? Cancel button. Be specular.
I'm going to re-record it.
Take a picture button. Tap choose a picture from gallery button.
Okay.
Take a picture button.
So I'm going to do a new one. Tap take a picture. Activate. I'm going to shoot that picture again.
Picture taken. Upload in progress. Take another picture button.
All right, now I'm going to go to
record an audio request button.
Hi, just want to know what the picture of this object is. Thank you so much. This is Warren Carr.
Audio upload in progress.
All right, so I just tap anywhere, in the middle of the screen and, stuff's recording. So I didn't have to be looking around to find this tab. And so I'm going to click on send.
Send button. Request upload in progress. Be specular. Your request has been uploaded.
All right. Now.
Take a picture button. Choose a picture from gallery button.
Let's see.
Take a picture button. Take a picture button. Tap choose a picture from gallery button. Tap to activate.
Now do I... I want to see, though, if I'm waiting for any, requests.
Open navigation drawer button.
So I'm going to go to open navigation drawer.
Take a picture, choose a picture from gallery button. Open navigation
drawer. So let's tap here.
Menu. In list, profile, new request, request history.
So I'm going to go to request activate. History.
Be specular.
See what we have.
Showing item, 44 seconds ago, zero replies.
I don't have any replies yet.
44 seconds ago, zero replies. Open navigation drawer button. 44 seconds ago, zero replies.
So in my history, I don't have any responses yet. I'm going to hit the back button.
Alert, unfortunately. Bespecular has stopped.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have tapped on... it says it has stopped.
Okay, but home screen 2 of 2.
So I'm going to bring it back up again.
Be specular.
I got something. Let's see. There's something in my notification.
Shade. System update downloaded. Retry button.
Ah.
System update downloaded. Be specular. 10:55 a.m. Erica replied to your request.
So Eric tap or Erica activate. Replied to my request. So I'm going to tap on
be
it.
Specular.
And show
be
it right there in the notification bar.
Take a picture button. Choose a picture from gallery
so
button.
I suppose that I need to go into my navigation drawer.
Open navigation drawer button.
And go to my request history and find the response
list, new request.
To my
request history. Request history. Be specular.
Okay.
2 minutes ago, 2 replies. 2 new.
All right.
Tap to activate.
So there's
be specular.
There are two. I tap
this
there.
Is new reply. Requests and replies. Showing item 1 of 2.
It says, this is my replies.
I want to receive more answers. Reply number 1 of 2 by Erica, 53 seconds ago. Popcorn, please rate this reply. Current rate 0. Please
so
rate this
it
reply.
Just says popcorn.
Rate 4 button. Report block user. Reply number 1 of 2 by Erica, 53 seconds ago. Popcorn, please rate this reply. Current rate 0. Please rate this reply.
So the interesting thing here is that you can tell the person, you can, you could read it, and you can block the person if you don't like the person answering your
2 minutes ago,
stuff.
I want to receive more answers.
The one says
2 minutes ago, 2 replies, 2 new.
It's 2 new. Okay.
I want to receive more answers. Reply number 1 of 2 by Erica, 53 seconds ago. Popcorn, please rate this reply. Current rate 0. Please rate this reply.
And I'll go down.
Rate 3 button. Report abuse. Rate reply number 1 of 2. Rate 3 button. Rate 5 button. Next reply button. Reply number 1 of 2 by Eric. Next reply
so
button.
Let's see the next reply.
This is a new reply. Showing item 2 of 2. Reply number 2 of 2 by Carla. 1 minute ago. It appears to be the box of an air popper for making popcorn. It says that the lid can be used also as a serving bowl. Please rate this reply. Current rate 0.
I think this is better. So I think Carla did a better job than Erica. I mean, they both did a great job, but... So you see how this is.
Reply number 2 of 2 by Carla. 1 minute ago, it appears to be the box of an air popper for making popcorn. It says that the lid can be used also as a serving bowl. Please rate this reply. Current rate 0.
Yeah, so exactly that's what it is. It's the lid can be used as a serving bowl, and you put it down and the popcorn pops right into it. So I'm going to rate both of them as great, but I think that Carla was exceptionally descriptive and to the T. Okay.
Report block user. Rate 4 button. Reply number 2 of rate 3 button. Rate 4 button. Rate 5 button. Alert, I want to receive more answers.
I'm going to rate her 5.
I want to receive more answers. Yes button. Do you want to receive more replies?
No.
No button. Requests and replies. Reply number 2 of 2 by Carla. 1 minute. Rate 5 button. Tap to activate. Report abuse. Rate 4 button. Rate 5 button.
So I've rated her 5. There we go. So,
block user. Rate 2 button.
I'm going to go back to...
I want to 2 minutes ago, 2 replies, 2 new.
you know,
2 minutes to your request. Navigate up button.
I tap on navigate up, and it brings me back to the list of requests.
4 minutes ago, four replies. Two new.
Oh, gosh, I got four
requests and replies. Replies. Show item 1 of 4.
Wow. Okay. Let's see.
I want to receive more answers. Reply number 1 of 4 by Erica. 3 minutes ago. Popcorn. Please rate this reply. Current rate 0. Please rate this reply. Rate 4 button. Report abuse.
Okay, then when you find the first response, you slide your finger to the right, and there's going to be next response or next reply.
Reply number 1 of 4 by Erica. 3 minutes. Next reply button.
There we go.
Reply number 2 of 4 by Carla. 3 minutes ago. It appears to be the box of an air pucker.
And I'm going to slide to the right.
Next reply button.
Next.
This is a new reply. Showing item 3 of 4. I want to receive more answers. Reply number 3 of 4 by Carlos. 3 minutes ago. Please rate this reply. Current rate 0. Please rate this reply.
This is Carlos. Okay, Carlos.
I want to receive more answers. Reply number 3 of 4 by Carlos. 3 minutes ago. Please rate this reply. Current rate. Rate 4 button.
I think he forgot to put.
Listen to the reply button.
Oh no, this is a recording. So I'm going to tap on listen to the reply.
It's a popcorn maker, which you could turn into a bowl as well once you're done popping the popcorn. It says the lid can be used as a serving bowl. Looks pretty neat.
Cool. All right. I'm going to give Carlos definitely a 5 as well.
Report abuse. Rate 5 button.
I rated him 5. All right.
Next reply button.
Next reply.
This is a new reply. Showing item 4 of 4. Reply number 4 of 4 by Tracy. 2 minutes ago. Please rate this reply. Current rate 0. Please
so
rate
I
this
think
reply.
Tracy recorded hers too. So I'm going to slide my finger to the right.
Reply number 4 of 4 by Tracy. To listen to the reply button.
Hey Warren. This appears to be the box of a hot air popcorn maker. It says Grand Innovations Home, and at the top it says Pops Using Hot Air, and that's why I'm thinking that this is a box for the actual hot air popcorn machine. So it says Pops Using Hot Air, lid can be used as a serving bowl. The other words say hot air popping provides a healthy snack. Enjoy the taste of movie-style popcorn at home. Fast and easy one switch operation, ready in minutes. Enjoy the fresh air pop snack at any time. The upper cover as a convenient bowl, 9 ounces. And then I see it says 120 volts, 60 hertz or HC and 1200 watts. This is perfect for the office or college dorm room. And I don't see the whole box, but that's what I see on the box. I hope this is helpful, Warren. Have a great day.
Beautiful.
I want to receive more answers.
I just wish there's a way that I could say thank you. But anyway, you know, it's not a social thing to turn
reply number
into.
4 of 4 by Tracy. Listen to the reply button. Reply number 4 of 4 by Tracy. Reply number 4 of 4 by rate 5 button.
Definitely give her 5. There we go.
Block user. Requests and replies. Listen to the request button. I want to receive more at previous reply button.
And here's what, you know, you could go back to the previous replies by finding
reply
the previous on the
Erica,
left side.
Button.
See? That's previous.
Reply number 3 of 4 by Carlos. 7 minutes ago. Please go rate this reply current rate 5. Previous reply button.
Previous.
I want to receive more. Reply number 2 of 4 by Carla. 8 minutes ago. It appears to be the box of an air popper for making popcorn. It says that the lid can be used also as a serving bowl. Rate 4 button. Rate 3 button. Reply number 2 of 4 by Carla. 8 minutes ago. Previous
so
reply button.
Go back.
Reply number 1 of 4 by Erica. 7 minutes ago. Popcorn. Please rate this reply. Current rate 0. Please rate this reply.
Okay. I think I'm going to rate Erica as...
Reply number rate 5 button.
Maybe
tap
a 3.
To activate, rate 4 button.
Because it
rate 3 button.
It doesn't tell me
tap to
popcorn what. All right. There we go. But that's beautiful. Actually, I think I'll just give her a 5. They all deserve just 5.
Rate 4 button. Rate 5 button.
That's fine. Well, folks, there you have it. I think this is fun, most especially for people who live alone and you'd like to, you know exactly what you have. So I'm going to be putting some of these things in the notes, you know, like where the URL, where to get it, and stuff like that on the, you know, from the Play Store. Again, this is Warren Carr for InclusiveAndroid.com demonstrating Be Specular.